KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Baron 42. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, February 27th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Mike Day with State Farm Insurance. Looking for some occasional rain and maybe a thunderstorm or two throughout the day. Rain chances increasing for the afternoon. Looking for a high about 60 today. A middle school student arrested in connection with the threats made at Bridge Creek School over the weekend. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A 15-year-old boy was the person who was arrested for making threats toward a Grady County school over the weekend. In a Cool News follow-up, authorities say the threats made against Bridge Creek School District came from a student that attended the Bridge Creek Middle School. Officials with the Grady County Sheriff's Office said they had received some tips about the teen through social media Sunday afternoon. That led authorities to arrest the unidentified youngster at a home in the Bridge Creek area late Sunday night. Authorities did not give details about what the threats were, and authorities have not indicated what charges the youth might be facing. After the weekend threat, there was additional security at Bridge Creek Schools yesterday. In Caddo County, the OSBI looking into the death of a Carnegie woman whose body was found in her apartment Sunday afternoon. Investigators say the woman's death is suspicious. Carnegie police dispatched to the apartment of 55-year-old Carla Renee Turney to do a welfare check. Authorities did not indicate if she might have suffered any trauma. The state medical examiner will determine the cause and manner of her death. In addition to the OSBI, the district attorney's task force also brought in to help with the investigation. A number of individuals were interviewed, and officials collected evidence but gave no indication of what that might be. Consumer spending throughout Grady County continuing at a brisk pace last December to the tune of $105 million. That's up about 4.4% from November and up more than 70% compared to December of 2016. We estimate consumer spending when we see the sales tax revenue that was collected by the county. The February sales tax report from the State Tax Commission shows that Grady County received more than $790,000 in sales tax revenue, and that's all collected on the purchase of taxable goods and services that were done in December. Now, the sales tax is distributed to a number of areas, all of which were approved by county voters. The Grady County Fairgrounds receives more than $263,000. Grady Memorial Hospital, $233,000. The 20 fire districts in the region share more than $130,000, each one getting about $6,600. The 7 senior nutrition sites also divide $130,000, each one getting about $19,000. Tuttle Emergency Medical Services gets $24,000, and Rush Springs EMS gets about $6,000. Cool News Time, 7:04. More news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
Voters in a number of areas will be casting ballots in special elections next week. Sample ballots available now for the House District 51 special election. That's where Democrat Charles Murdoch faces Republican Brad Bowles. Both are from Marlow. The winner will take over the seat in the State House of Representatives previously held by Scott Biggs. Voters in the Minko School District will decide a couple of bond issues. totaling about $15 million. One would build a new middle school. The other is for transportation. And voters in Caddo County will go to the polls to decide the extension of a countywide sales tax. Now, voters can cast ballots ahead of next Tuesday's election. In-person absentee voting available Thursday and Friday. And that's done at the election board in your home county. Tuttle exhibitors take the top two spots at the swine show portion of the Grady County Junior Livestock Show yesterday. Tyler Wakeman had the Grand Champion Market Barrow out of more than 200 that were entered. Hunter Hines had the Grand Gilt out of the nearly 50 in that show. The Reserve Market Barrow, shown by Briley Jarboe of Verdon. Reserve Gilt, shown by Kayla Moody. Today at the Grady County Junior Livestock Show, both the sheep and goat shows will be held. At the Caddo County Junior Livestock Show yesterday, Grand Champion Market Steer, shown by Alexia Carney, the Reserve, shown by Tucker Fry, Grand Champion Prospect Steer, shown by Tucker Fry, and Emma Farmer had the Reserve. Tucker Fry also had the Grand Champion Heifer, and Cody Courtney had the Reserve, while Jordan Jackson had the bred and owned Champion Heifer. We'll have other results of the Caddo County Stock Show later on this week. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $63.91 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up to $67.50. Natural gas up to $2.64 per million BTU. Gold, $1,334. Silver, $16.65. Our weather forecast calling for some clouds moving in with some occasional showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two throughout the day. Rain chances increasing as the day goes on. We're expecting high about 60 today, but right now it's fair and 42 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
In sports, Ampo and Minko boys and the Rush Springs girls all advanced to the Class 2A area high school basketball tournament this week. In the regionals at Ampo yesterday, Ampo boys won a low-scoring game over Walters, 32-23, but the season came to an end for the Ampo girls, who lost to Latta, 56-46. In the 2A regional at Apache, Minko boys defeat Healton, 60-55, and the Rush Springs girls defeated Allen, 55-53. So, Ampo and Minko boys and Rush Springs girls will go to the 2A area tournament. They'll be held at Chickasha starting on Thursday. Girls losers bracket games will be Rush Springs and Hollis and Latta versus Van Oss. And the boys losers bracket games Thursday will be Minko versus Mangum and Ampo versus Christian Heritage. In the regional championship games Friday night for the girls, it's Christian Heritage versus Navajo and Latta versus Wewoka. In the 4A regionals at Anadarko last night, the Anadarko Lady Warriors win another regional championship as they defeat Class in 69-51. But the season comes to an end for the Anadarko boys, who lost to Clinton 51-48. Now, Anadarko girls now go to their area tournament at Washington, and they will play Ardmore for the area championship Friday night. At Ardmore yesterday in that regional, Ardmore girls defeated Tuttle in the championship 40-32, while Tuttle girls defeated Newcastle 48-39. Now, Blanchard will play Elk City in a loser's bracket game Thursday, while Tuttle girls will play Classen in a loser's bracket game. In the 3A regional at Lone Grove last night, Riverside boys losing to Idabel on the regional championship 88-74. And Riverside girls move on to the area tournament after a 56-45 win over Eufaula. So Riverside boys and girls will both play Washington in their area tournament that'll be at Ada. And those games will be on Thursday. In the regional tournament at Washington yesterday, Kingston beating Marlow boys for the regional championship 45-25. Marlow also going to Ada for their 3A regional, and they will play Atoka Thursday. State tournament brackets will be out later today from OSSAA against Sorrel Boys and Girls, and Fort Cobb Broxton Boys all will be in the Class A state basketball tournaments coming up this week. USAO basketball teams open play in the Sooner Athletic Conference tournament tonight. The Lady Drovers, which are the regular season champions, are the top seed. They play at home tonight versus Southwestern Christian. That's a 7 o'clock tip. The USAO men, the number 6 seed, and they are on the road in Plainview, Texas, to take on the number 3 seed, Wayland Baptist. Oklahoma City Thunder last night defeating Orlando at the Chesapeake Energy Arena, 112-105. Our Cool News Weather and Sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Ferguson Funeral Home, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.